for fire control already a couple times.
Oh, yeah. That's so, well, if you're ready, I'll start my recorder going.
Okay, sounds good.
First question's always the easiest one. Tell us who you are.
I'm Maggie Turnbull. I'm from Antigo, Wisconsin, living in Madison now, and I'm running for governor as an independent.
And tell us a little bit about your background. You do something other than running for governor. What's that?
I'm an astronomer, and I run big teams for NASA around the country to launch space missions to look for planets and life beyond the solar system. So I work with private industry and universities and NASA centers to accomplish really complicated tasks. And we have to be in touch with our federal representatives and the general public and the entire management chain of the Space Administration at all times to get this done.
So, I guess, tell us why you're running for governor.
I'm running for governor because I want to give people an option that is something other than the usual two parties that we always see on the ticket that have become so polarized that they're unable to work together. I think most of us can see reasonable points on both sides of the political aisle. And my running mate and I both want to try to get these parties working together again so that we can accomplish some things for the people of Wisconsin rather than just having a governor who has the most money behind him and is representing special interests, many of which are not even from the state of Wisconsin. Both of us are more fiscally conservative. We believe in a balanced budget. We think that the current size of the budget, to the tune of $40 billion a year, is enough money to get the job done. You know, we have not even 6 million people living in this state, and that is a very large budget for us. And we think that is enough for us to be able to fund our schools, have strong science programs in our schools, including outdoor-based education and more contact with nature. We're both really concerned about the mental and emotional well-being of students in schools. We want to make sure that there are a lot of people in contact with kids to make sure that they're connecting well with each other. And both of us are very involved with natural resources. We come from hunting families. I'm a hunter. You know, I want to see a healthy wildlife population. I want to see the waterways restored. And I think that, you know, people generally do want to see all of these things happen. But they also want to see private property respected and property owners treated with respect so that they're involved in restoration efforts and feel like they are not just being told what to do. So I think we can accomplish this together, but it's going to take, in my opinion, it's going to take an independent governor to make sure that both parties are able to come together and really represent the wider community behind them.
Talk about your running mate.
My running mate is Will Loesch. He is from Rhinelander. He's a high school teacher, a history teacher. And he is also on the board of the Teaching Drum, which does a lot of work with getting kids into the outdoors and learning some outdoor skills. He's a hockey dad. He's got three kids and has coached hockey in the past. And he's generally involved with his community too, there in Rhinelander. He would actually be a great person to talk to. He ran previously for state assembly as a libertarian. So he's definitely got those the more fiscally conservative, smaller, more efficient government leanings, preferences. But he is also very concerned about our natural resources. So that's where he doesn't quite fit into the libertarian platform either. neither one of us is comfortable being pegged as any particular party member, but we can see good points on all sides.
Let's talk about education. You mentioned some of it. You say there is enough money in the system now to fund education?
We have a $40 billion budget. I don't think that the way the resources are being allocated are necessarily the most efficient way. But my first assumption here, working assumption, is that we can fund our schools. We can allow teachers to be able to have a voice in negotiating their pay and their benefits. And we can provide really good forward-thinking programs for our students and support for their overall well-being within the $40 billion budget that we have now in Wisconsin. I don't see us needing to increase the size of that in order to be able to take care of our schools. It's just a matter of priorities.
What about mining? It's going to be an issue again, and it's becoming an issue again. Talk about what your stance is on Wisconsin's mining, past and possibly future.
Yeah, obviously the communities around the mines are very, there's a lot of opposition to that because they're so concerned about our water resources and the impact that mining can have on the natural environment. On the other hand, you have people they want those jobs, they want to use those resources in order to make money for the state and bring new revenue. But if we look at, you know, the resources that we have and the market, the wider market, and whether it is really financially that motivating to use up all those resources right now. You know, I think what happens with mining is that the reason these projects come up and then get canceled or are followed through on is because of the price of the resource. It's driven by the market. So I think that in the coming years, you know, we're going to want to really protect our waterways and make sure that we're not just plundering all of our resources for a company that is going to come and extract that and not benefit the state. So we really need to look at, like, how is this benefiting our local community and the people who live here long term, or is this just a short term profit for people who aren't even really strongly invested in this state, if that makes sense. But, you know, I'm thinking about the iron up north and all the controversy around that. You know, I don't think it's worth causing deep social rifts in our state to remove a resource, you know, that is not even going to benefit us financially in the longer term. So I would lean toward being very conservative with how we tap those resources, but with the mind that if it can be done in a sustainable or in a way that does not destroy our waterways and ruin the natural resources around it, that maybe it's worth it over the long term, but we have to really be careful.
How about state funding of, there's of course an opioid epidemic going on around the state. How do you view the state's role in funding resources for that?
Yeah, so opioids appear to be destroying large portions of our society, ruining people's lives, and this often begins with a prescription, you know, that people get through a doctor. And I want to see more regulation of how we are prescribing opioids in the state, as well as definitely providing more support for people who are trying to get off of opioids. I mean, I'm very much in favor of using state resources to target areas that are especially affected by that, and then working with doctors too and pharmacists to see what in the world can we do to stop this from happening, and what are other alternatives out there that that could be used for pain management instead of opioids that are so terribly addictive.
Kind of goes into the area of healthcare in general. There's been a debate as to how much the state should be involved with healthcare, and where's your position on that?
Well, we want to make sure that we have, you know, services in place, basic services for, you know, especially children and mothers, you know, people, anybody, pregnancy through early childhood. We want healthy moms and healthy kids. And I think that, you know, along with that goes women's care, you know, reproductive health, and making sure that women have access to what they need for their own reproductive health, but then also support through pregnancy and early childhood. But, you know, and then we have a whole aging population too that very much needs support. So I think that I think the state has to be involved at some level. I mean, we have certain areas, the more rural areas, and then inner city areas as well, where there's enormous underserved population. So if we can maybe incentivize practitioners to go to those areas and set up their practices, that would be helpful. You know, we've done that in the past. My dad is an example of a doctor who set up his practice in northern Wisconsin because the state was encouraging physicians early in their careers to prepare for that by supporting their medical school costs in exchange for going to underserved areas. So I think that's one thing that we could do. But we also, you know, we need to make sure that some of these big health epidemics that different areas are facing are addressed specifically, like diabetes. You know, in our rural areas of Wisconsin, we have major problems with adult onset diabetes. And so let's make sure that those education programs are really strong so that people who are facing that have somebody that they're working with regularly to keep it under control. But different areas have different specific needs. So we want to make a map of what is needed in different areas and then make sure we use state funding to target those special particular needs in different parts of the state.
Just wondering if you had something else you wanted to add.
You know, I would say that, you know, goal number one for us, there are, as you say, there are so many issues that we need to make progress on. I mean, I could talk about the highways, for example, and our infrastructure and how we could be more efficient and more sustainable with that. But goal number one for us really is just to get our democracy back in hand right now. We've had a pendulum swinging back and forth with red waves and blue waves, and it's so destructive to our relationships with each other. It puts everybody in fight mode all the time, and that's not good for our social fabric. It's actually terrible for our economy because it makes it harder to work together when there's half the people in the state you don't really want to talk to. So we just want to provide a representation for the people of Wisconsin that represents collaboration, creative problem solving, and taking into account all the viewpoints, the diverse viewpoints that are present in our state. And we're both very good at, you know, in my case in particular, I'm really good at building strong teams of people who know what they're doing and really care about getting the job done. So there are all these issues that we have to tackle, but underneath all of that is just restoring a government system that can work across the aisle.